Welcome to the Multifamily Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Axel Ragnarsson, and on this show, I dissect how seasoned multifamily investors started, built, and scaled their businesses. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another quick solo episode here on the Multifamily Wealth Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing three tactical productivity tips specific to multifamily real estate investors. And a couple of these tips will apply to you regardless of whether or not you're investing in multifamily. But I think specific to multifamily investors, specific to real estate investors, these three tips are going to save you a lot of time and energy on a regular basis just as you go about operating your business. So I want to dive right into these and hopefully you come away with something that you can implement today, tomorrow, et cetera, in your business to actually save you time. So first tip, first productivity tip, you need to create an information depository of some kind for your business. And I'll drill into that a little bit. But speaking at a high level, you're oftentimes sharing the same documents over and over and over again when you're an active multifamily investor, whether it's related to a specific property, whether it's related to lenders, whether it's related to speaking with different vendors. So you should have a system that's designed for you to quickly and easily access these documents that you regularly share. So for example, you should have some kind of a folder, whether it's Google Drive or whether it's, you know, Dropbox or something like that, that you can quickly access to share lender documents. So for example, an up-to-date personal financial statement, entity documents for maybe the primary LLC that you use, a scan of your ID, copy of your resume that you keep up to date, the schedule of your real estate owned, you know, your SREO, previous tax returns, the bio to your property management company that you use in the marketplace that you're investing in. This should be a folder that is constantly up to date that you can easily just copy the link, share it with lenders when it's time to go work through underwriting. And lenders love this. Lenders love having all the information that they need up front without having to pull teeth, you know, operating agreements. I forgot to mention that for an LLC or for your company. It's going to save you an incredible amount of time if you just have a bookmarked link to this folder, you know, on your top bar in Google Chrome that you can just quickly copy and send out to lenders when you're working through the lending process. That's just one example. Another example could be specific to your portfolio, specific to the properties that you own. We have a folder in Google Drive that has all of the properties that we own. If you click into that folder, it lists all of them with the addresses. If you click into a property folder, it has the closing documents, the insurance documents, the entity documents, third-party reports that we had done, you know, tax documents, right? Tax filings, you know, just all kinds, everything that you could ever think that you would need into a folder like that. We have that and it's readily accessible and easily accessible, both on mobile and on your desktop. We like Google Drive. I think most people just use Google Drive because it's easy. It's very, you know, responsive when you're working with it on a desktop, as well as a mobile app or on your phone, I should say. And it allows us to quickly access information when we need it. So this is like the easiest low-hanging fruit of all time. You should have a few different Google Drive folders or Dropbox folders that have all of the information in it that you're regularly sharing with lenders, with investors, with partners, whoever, right? It should be very easy to get to that information. So that's productivity tip number one. Tip number two is just becoming significantly more efficient with your email, specifically as it relates to the drafting and the sending of emails. Again, you're probably finding that you send the same types of emails over and over and over again, right? You're probably regularly networking if you're an active multifamily investor and trying to schedule introductory calls. So you should probably have a Calendly, right? That's a second little tip. You should probably set up a Calendly account with a link to your calendar to make this process easier. And then to take it a step further, you should abbreviate your Calendly link with a keyboard shortcut on your computer. Like for example, mine is 30-minute call. I just type in 30-minute call and it auto corrects to my Calendly link. You should have other types of shortcuts built in from a text standpoint. Are you regularly sharing your Zoom link? You should be able to just type ZZZ tab and your Zoom link should pop up. If you're regularly sending emails that are templated, whether that's to your management company, whether that's to a real estate broker, whether that's to somebody internally in your business, whether that's an employee or a partner, you should probably be templatizing that email in some way. Gmail is great. Gmail allows you to create templates within Gmail. Maybe you're using a more robust email software such as MixMax or Superhuman or something like that, And you can set up various email templates to just save you time when you're drafting emails. I think most everybody spends a very good chunk of their day in emails, just communicating with internal folks and external folks. So you should be thinking about how you can save 15, 30, 40 minutes a day just in that process. So some other examples, right? Questions to your PM. Is this unit leased? Where are we on the construction of this unit, et cetera? All of that should be templatized. Sending a deal to your PM company. Hey, we're closing on this deal this date. Bang, you just have all of it that auto-populates, and then you're just spending, you know, time editing that email itself. Again, I mentioned all of the text shortcuts. I mean, I think that's huge. You should be creating, you know, templates for when you're introduced to somebody over email. You know, hey, blank, thanks for making the intro. Enter, enter. Blank, great to meet you. Would love to set up a time to chat on the phone. Calendly link. That should be something that's templatized, right? You shouldn't be typing that out every single time. So think about how you can optimize your email experience a little bit by using text shortcuts and then email templates. Third tip that I want to share is also email related, but it's a little bit different. You should be using some kind of email service that allows you to boomerang or to send back emails back to you if you don't get a reply. There are a handful of situations where this is incredibly helpful, and I'm just going to bullet point some of them, right? Let's say you're in the middle of trying to close a deal and you're in the transaction coordination phase. You want to touch base with your lender to see if they got the appraisal report back. You send an email on Monday, you don't get a reply for a couple of days, but you kind of forget that you even emailed them. Maybe you're relying on your own memory on Wednesday or Thursday to go, oh shoot, that's right. I never really got an email back about the appraisal. I got to follow up. It's incredibly helpful to have a system that allows you to send an email and then for that to auto bounce back if you don't get a reply in a certain period of time. So there's all kinds of services that do this. One of them is Boomerang. It's a free email plugin. All right. I think it's free. It might be like $9 a month or something like that. There's all kinds of services that do this. I mean, Boomerang's the one that we use, but you can use a Superhuman that's a little bit more robust or some other, you know, softwares that help with this. But for example, that's one, right? You send an email and you just click a box, remind me in 2 days if I don't get a reply. And that way you're following up with yourself and it makes that process a lot easier. Other examples, speaking with your management company or your management team, where are we at on leasing this? Where are we at in this common area renovation? Have we gotten a quote back for this job? And just get, you know, making it so much easier to prevent things from slipping through the cracks. You know, let's say you email an investor, a potential passive investor, a bunch of resources and ask if they have any questions. Boomerang that back if they don't reply in 2-3 days. And you can ask, hey, wondering if you had a chance to review the materials, would love to hop back on and have a discussion with you if you wanted to talk about any component of that a little bit more. Sending an offer to a seller, right? If you don't have a robust CRM system, send it out, boomerang back a couple days. Hey, did you get a chance to review that offer? You'll be surprised at how many opportunities there are to leverage that on a day-to-day basis, just as you go about interacting with all of these different peoples you work with. And it prevents things from slipping through the cracks. Lastly, services like Boomerang also enable you to set up recurring emails. So let's say, you know, you own a 6-unit or a couple of buildings or something like that with a management company. You know, you don't really have enough with them to justify getting on like a regularly scheduled phone call. You can set up a recurring email to just email yourself every couple of weeks. Hey, check in with so-and-so about so-and-so properties. And then you can, you know, it's a reminder for you to touch base. You can set up recurring emails with other people if you want to consistently remind them to do something on a regular basis. You know, for example, I have recurring emails just as reminders to put things on my calendar, right? When we send investor updates, when we do this, just as a reminder to like, hey, you know, you got to go out there and you got to do this, you got to do that. Stuff that I have to do on a biweekly basis. I use my email as a reminder system to do that. Is that efficient? Maybe not. Maybe, you know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but that's what I do. It works for me and it helps me prevent things from not getting done and slipping through the cracks. But scheduled messages are something that you'll probably find yourself using on a regular basis as well. But the primary number three tip is boomeranging emails back, right? It's going to help prevent your memory from dictating the success of a lot of the things that you do that require follow-up, which I think is really important, especially for everybody who's busy trying to get deals done, trying to get stuff done, trying to operate property like we all are who are operating these multifamily assets. So to recap, productivity tip number one, create an information depository specific to lending, specific to your company-specific documents, specific to your portfolio, you know, your portfolio of assets and information specific to properties. Create some email templates, as well as text shortcuts to save yourself time when you're drafting and sending emails. And then use a service like a Boomerang to bounce back emails when you don't get replies to prevent things from slipping through the cracks, as well as using recurring messages or scheduled messages to help remind you to do things on a regular basis. So if you don't do any of those and you implement those, you're going to find yourself saving a lot of time and creating a significantly higher level of control over your email and over just your ability to execute on a regular basis. So I hope these tips were helpful to you. If they are, if you learned something, if you're taking something away from this, please consider leaving the podcast a rating and review. And again, thank you all for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.